Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen to this, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing it, please pass it along to them. Can you remember a time when you received something good that you totally didn't deserve? I'm sure you can think back to a time. Maybe it's been recently, or maybe it was when you were a kid, but you received something good, but you knew you didn't really deserve it. Not that you were bad, it's just you didn't do anything. Maybe when you were a kid in your class at school and the whole class got a special treat, even though you personally didn't do anything to deserve it, to earn it. Oh, I remember a time being in eighth grade. Our junior high had seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. So I was smack in the middle in the eighth grade. And in gym class, by the way, do they even have gym anymore in school? I don't know. Anyway, we had a girls only gym class, of course. I mean, back in the day, that's the way it was. No co-ed anything. So in our girls gym class, at one point, we were trying to learn the skills involved in basketball. Now, I love all sports, but basketball is not one of my favorite ones because I really wasn't skilled enough to bounce the ball and run at the same time. Eye-hand coordination issues, you know. Nothing's really changed in almost 60 years. Anyway, our gym class, the gym teacher divided us into teams of five girls, and we would each play each other in the gym class, practice our basketball skills. That's fine. Well, she randomly selected us, and I happened to get on a team with five girls who honestly could have founded the WNBA back in 1971, and I'm not even kidding a little bit. They were really good basketball players. Three of them went on to be on our high school girls team a few years later. What in the world was I doing on that team? I have no idea. It was honestly just a blind random draw. But we know the key in basketball is you got to have five on your team. And, well, I was number five. Okay, fine. We played all the other eighth grade girls teams and all the other eighth grade girls gym classes. And we beat them all. And that's no surprise. And I'm not bragging, but there were four excellent players and then me on the court. All I was supposed to do was get the rebounds, throw the ball to one of the other four actual players, and make sure I didn't foul anybody, which I actually did successfully. I could get the rebound, I could throw the ball to one of the other players, and I could stay out of the way and not foul anybody. Okay, so we had success. By we, I mean the four actual players and me. Well, our gym teacher got the bright idea to have the winning team in each grade level, 7th, 8th, and 9th, play each other for the school championship. Oh, good night. I did not want to do that, but I didn't have a choice. If I didn't show up, our team would have to forfeit. And did I mention that these four other girls, these four real players, were ready to found the WNBA? I mean, they wanted to win, and they would have not taken kindly to me not showing up. Well, so we played the seventh graders. We handily beat them. It wasn't even fair. That game should never have been played. I'm sure they still have scars. But then we had to face the ninth graders. Well, these ninth grade girls, they were big, they were tall, and they acted like they were playing for Duke scholarships or something. I mean, I wanted no part of them, but I had to show up. So I did. And I managed to scratch and claw and pull hair out when necessary just to get the rebounds and then throw the ball to the other four and then stay out of the way. Well, lo and behold, we won that game too. I was so relieved this whole tournament fiasco was over. Except about a week later, the school had an awards ceremony. And our team was called up to be recognized in front of the whole school during the awards ceremony. I felt like such a fraud as I was handed this little plastic trophy along with the four others, the real players. I was completely embarrassed because I knew I didn't really deserve it. Ugh. But I did learn a little something. I learned that showing up does matter. When you're called upon, show up. I did that. So that eased my embarrassment a little bit with that thought. But I also learned an even more important lesson, a lesson in grace, undeserved favor. Because that's what that trophy represents, undeserved favor, grace. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5 was teaching the Roman Christians a lesson on the undeserved favor of God called grace. In the first four chapters of Romans, you might remember if you've been following along that we saw how Paul made it clear to the Roman Christians that they and, well, we are all sinners who have fallen short of the glory of God. And yet they, we, all have been forgiven of our sins because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. We don't deserve forgiveness. They didn't deserve forgiveness, but God has given it to all of us by grace, undeserved favor. Paul writes this in Romans 5:8. You probably know this passage by heart. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's grace. Well, the Apostle Paul also mentions three blessings later on in his writings that we now enjoy because of God's gift of grace. The first blessing, Max Lucado in his book on In the Grip of Grace writes this about the first blessing. On page 81, he writes, since we have been made right with God by our faith, we have peace with God. That's Romans 5:1. Peace with God. What a happy coincidence of faith. Because of grace, not just peace between countries or peace between neighbors or peace at home, but salvation through grace brings peace with God. That's the first blessing because of God's grace, peace with God. The second blessing that the Apostle Paul notes in his writings in Romans 5 is that we not only have peace with God because of God's undeserved favor, we also have a second blessing. We have a place with God. A place with God. Max Lucado writes this in his book on page 82. He writes, being ushered into God's presence is the second blessing that Paul describes. Romans 5:2. He writes, this happened through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has brought us into that blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy. So also take a look a little further down. He writes, Christ meets us outside the throne room, takes us by the hand, and walks us into the presence of God. And upon entrance, we find grace, not condemnation. Mercy, not punishment. Where we would never be granted an audience with the king, we are now welcomed into his presence because of the grace that's extended through Christ. That's the second blessing. The third blessing Paul mentions is we share in God's glory because of grace. We share in God's glory. Max Lucado writes this on page 84, because of God's grace, we go from being people whose throats were like open graves, as Psalm 5:9 says, to being participants in his glory. We were washed up and put out, but now we are called up and put in because of his grace. We receive these blessings. Paul has so much more to share about grace, and we're going to see that in next week's lesson. But for today, let's praise God for the gift of the undeserved favor we each enjoy, though never earned, but we enjoy because of grace. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me for details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.